In this episode, we welcome Daniel Edmiston from the University of Leeds as he tells how social policy has led him to work in a wide range of organisations. This podcast was recorded live and is funded as part of the ESRC Festival of Social Science programme.
I'm Daniel Edmiston. I'm a PhD student at the University of Leeds. I happened across social policy by accident. I was at a university open day at the University of Nottingham. This sounds really cheesy, but I found a leaflet on the floor that said, "What is social policy?" And I picked it up and I read it, and I was really excited. I found a subject that ticked all the boxes. It ticked everything that I was interested in. I'm fascinated by economics, politics, sociology, political theory, ideas of justice and equality. And I had a very loose idea about pursuing one of those areas, and being able to find a subject that sort of combined all of those was great. So I ended up going on to do a social policy degree at the University of Bath, and I did a study abroad year. Got to go to America and learn about US social policy, although it's not called social policy over there. I loved my degree. It was really enjoyable. I got a great deal out of it. After university, I went on to work for a number of different organisations. I've worked for the public sector, the private sector, and the third sector. I worked for the Economic and Social Research Council, working with public sector organisations and third sector organisations, trying to look at how we can get research findings to feed into policy and practice, so things like housing associations, social services, and central government activities as well. I then went on to work at the Prime Minister's Strategy Unit, which is now defunct, but was based in the Cabinet Office, working on a call for evidence there. I then went to go and work for a private sector research company. So you could be based on a whole range of different projects, working with local authorities, senior policy advisors, government ministers. I worked with interviewing and sort of trying to draft policy recommendations for kids in care, ministers, senior policy advisors, people living in abject poverty, prisoners, and just local people as well. I then went to work on at the Centre for the Analysis of Social Exclusion, and then sort of started to transition back into academic research. I then did a master's at the London School of Economics, and yes, and now I'm going in to do a PhD in social policy, looking at how deprivation affects conceptions of social citizenship.